listener supported Christian radio, Life 100.3, Cochran and Company. That was Church Take Me Back. It's 5:18, and joining me in studio, we have Wes Huff from Apologetics Canada. How would you suggest pivoting a COVID or politics-related conversation to the gospel? Are there any things that you would just start try to pull out of those very quickly so it doesn't become too emotionally charged?
Yeah, I think it really depends who we're talking to. I mean, obviously, the last little bit has had a lot of polarization within the Christian communities. There have been a lot of different opinions and ideas that have gone around the church. I think, though, especially in a Christian context, the focus of the gospel is pivotal. Now, we often think that our current situation is polarizing. But if you think about it, the disciples of Jesus are pretty mixed. Now, if you look at who the 12 disciples are, they include Matthew the tax collector, who in that day would have been seen as very controversial, if for no other reason than the political situation of first century Judea was that the Jews were being subjugated by the Roman occupation. And so paying taxes, in one sense, I mean, we get this in Luke chapter 20, and then there's the parallel in Matthew 22 with Jesus being in the temple and the question asked, should we pay taxes to Caesar, right? That question isn't really about taxes as much as it is about moral compromise. Because if you pay taxes, you're seen as funding the oppression of God's people. And if you don't pay taxes, it's illegal. But Matthew, as a tax collector, would have been seen by the people around him as someone who had morally compromised and was involved in this oppressive system. So you have him, then you have these blue-collar workers who are fishermen, and then you have someone called Simon the Zealot. And the Zealots, in their day, although it kind of ramps up after the time of Jesus, would be what we would consider an extreme fundamentalist. Now, they saw this political situation that was going on, and their conclusion was basically, we will solve this problem of the Romans by any means necessary, including violence. So, and we actually have this recorded by the Judeo-Roman historian Josephus, where he talks about the Zealots, and they would murder people in the streets. This was not totally uncommon. And so you have, you know, these Jewish fishermen, you have someone who is seen as morally compromising. And then you have this person who probably would have been very unfriendly in any other context to Matthew, right? It's a hodgepodge group of very kind of polarizing individuals. And yet, how can they get together and break bread and preach the gospel? Well, they focus on Jesus. They focus on what the purpose and meaning and intention of what really matters is. And so despite the fact that there's a lot of controversy within our Christian circles, I think focusing on the gospel, and this is true even for my own church setting, but we focus on the gospel message and can come together and worship with one another. Now, it doesn't say anything necessarily about conversations outside of a Christian context, but I think likewise, people are struggling in this time with issues of, you know, identity and issues of closeness with one another. And we can use those. I think, you know, it's not always as organic as we'd like them to be, but as pivot moments to try to point to, you know, why do we have those longings? Why do we find it strange to social distance? Well, it's because we're created for community. We're created to be with one another and to be close to one another and for social settings. And so taking those opportunities to kind of capitalize on those struggles and longings over the last little bit to explain, you know why that is? It's because you're created in the image of God, and God is a communal God, a God who exists eternally in a set of living, loving relationships. And we bear that image. And so that's why we have these internal longings of wanting to be in communion with one another. And that's ultimately fulfilled in the gospel message of a God who steps out of eternity into humanity, into the second person of the Trinity, Jesus stepping into that depravity and then dying on our behalf.
Well, Wes, you're giving us lots to think about, that's for sure. Had you ever considered the disciples like that before? Or how the longings are linked back to our faith? We want these giants to fall, and Francesca Battistelli sings about that next.